Shalom Aleichem. Welcome, welcome. It's almost Shabbos, and that means we get to learn Hashabbat, the Kabbalah, the Chassidut, the Halachas, and the Chassidus behind Shabbos from Rosh Shlomo Yosef Karsi. So today, we're going to learn about the phrase which we say in Kiddush every Shabbos. We also mention it in our prayers during our Amidah and right after Amidah. Say it three times every Friday night, and that is the creation of the universe. Vayechulu Hashemayim Ma'aretz. So, if you've ever actually listened to the words and their meaning, there's something very profound that we often miss. At first, we declare when we're doing Kiddush, Yom Ha'ashishi Vayechulu Hashemayim Ma'aretz Vechol Tva'am. On the sixth day, and God finished creating the world and everything that was in it. That makes a lot of sense, right? We all know the story. For 6 days, God created the world, and then he finished. He stopped. He rested on the seventh day. He stopped creating. But then a minute later, we say, and God finished the work that he did on the seventh day. So I thought we just said we finished on the sixth day. He finished on the seventh day? Which is it? So this contradiction actually was noted already in the Talmudic time. Ptolemy was a great king, and he asked the Jews to translate the Bible. And the Jews knew that they would see this contradiction, and they'd be very confused and cause trouble. So the rabbis, each in their own chamber, all changed it to be consistent and said God created, finished the world on the sixth day. Just to not confuse everyone. But we know the truth is the Torah says that the God finished the world on the sixth day, and it says he finished the world on the seventh day. So what was it? Did he finish it on the sixth day, or did he finish it on the seventh day? So, the Midrash gives the following answer. It says, God is like a king. He created a beautiful chuppah, beautiful adornments, beautiful setup. And that was the 6 days. What came on the seventh day? The kala, the bride. Shabbos is the bride. Boy kala, boy kala. It's a very beautiful answer. But what does it mean? What does it mean Shabbos is the bride? Shabbos is the goal of it all. Tachlit Shemayim Aretz. So says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Chaim Ben Atar, the following. That for 6 days, when God created the world, he gave it a physical structure. But on the seventh day, he blew soul into the entire creation. Shabbat vayinafash. Not from a language of resting, but from a language of nefesh, of soul. So, mashal madam, let's say you have an electrical alarm clock. Everything's set up, you built it, but until you plug it in, you don't see the time. Similarly, the 6 days the world was in their physical realm. On the seventh day, and Shabbos, God plugged it in, so to speak, gave it soul, and gave it its spiritual vitality. Pretty cool. Not only that, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains that every Shabbos, world is recreated. It seems like it's the same, you know, at 4:30 as 4:32 when Shabbos begins, but no. Whole world is recreated and resold every Shabbos. Amazing thing to think about. I'll give one more answer based on the Midrash. The Midrash also answers this question. This is something similar. It says that what was created on the seventh day? Rest. What does it mean, rest? Shabbos is a day of rest. God rested, so we rest. Perhaps the idea is that a person could be not working, but his mind is not at rest. He's still, you know, mind is going back and forth and worrying about whatever else is going on in your life. Have you ever tried to daven Shemone Esrei and in the middle of the day and your mind is all over the place? You know what I mean, that you could be resting, but not really at rest. So on Shabbos, God fully rested. Rabbi Foreman explains it's like someone who wrote a book. As long as you're still writing the book, you're still kind of figuring out what to fix, what not. Finally, when you send it to the publisher, you're done. You can read that book and enjoy it. So that's what happened when God rested and enjoyed the world on Shabbos. And we emulate him every Shabbos as we say our Kiddush and we say, you know what, Hashem, I'm going to enjoy your world. That's why I love to do a gratitude round at my Shabbos meals, because the whole point of Shabbos is to enjoy, is to say, wow, Hashem, what a beautiful world. I'm not trying to fix it. I'm just trying to enjoy it. And Hashem blesses us with true ability to focus and rest. If we just put our desire to connect, then Hashem will help us out and get away, get our mind clear of all the distractions, and let us focus on the holiness and the joy of this beautiful world. The 6 days of the week where doctors trying to fix the world. The seventh day, we're just enjoying the beautiful world. Hope you enjoyed this message from Rav Karstik Shabbat B'Kalav Chassidut, and I'm always enjoying sending you Erev Shabbos Torahs. And if you enjoy it, please send to your friends. You can subscribe to our YouTube video or to receive the Shirim via WhatsApp. And have a beautiful, safe, healthy, happy week. Good Shabbos.